Parliament's Health Committee has sent the bill proposed by Alistair MacGregor, MP for Cowich and Malahat Langford, that would establish a national brain injury strategy back to the House of Commons for a final vote. MacGregor's private member's Bill C-277 would implement a national strategy on traumatic brain injuries. The strategy includes promoting the implementation of preventive measures to reduce risk, identifying the training, education and guidance needs of healthcare professionals, promoting research and improving data collection, creating national guidelines on the prevention, diagnosis, and management of brain injuries, encouraging the use of consulting psychologists to create a national support system, and developing and maintaining a government website to provide current facts, research, and best practices. Bill C-277 has been endorsed by medical experts, people with lived experience, brain injury organizations across the country, and local municipalities, including Duncan, Langford, North Cowichan, Nanaimo, and Victoria. MacGregor has said in his multi-year effort to have the bill implemented that more Canadians live with an acquired brain injury than those living with multiple sclerosis, HIV, AIDS, spinal cord injuries and breast cancer combined. This is a big step forward for the entire community of brain injury survivors, their family members, friends, advocates and medical professionals, said MacGregor. I'm so proud of my constituents Kyle Mockford and Janelle Breeze Biagiani, and the countless others across Canada who have worked so incredibly hard to shine a light on this hidden epidemic. It is the greatest honor to be able to raise their voice in Parliament and to know they are by my side every step of the way. Brain injury survivors face lifelong challenges, often in isolation. This commonly results in people with brain injuries struggling with substance use disorders, facing higher rates of suicide, homelessness, and incarceration. MacGregor said a national brain injury strategy would provide urgently needed hope that communities across Canada will receive the data and resources they need to take on this hidden epidemic. I'm glad to see this bill receive unanimous support from all political parties, said MacGregor. However, with the Conservatives bringing the House of Commons business to a halt, and holding up over 30 bills, the question remains, will they stand in the way of this important health measure? MacGregor reintroduced the Brain Injury Bill in Parliament in 2022 after the federal election in 2021.